Hi, a very, very, very warm welcome, and good to tune in and check in with you on this, the latest Soul Trader podcast. And as I record this, we are in, if you're listening to these kind of sequentially, and in time with when we're recording these, this is being recorded during August 2019. And here in the UK, it's summertime, wherever you are. It may well be summertime, actually, some bits of the world. It may not be summertime, but it's summertime here. And for many, many businesses and for many, many industries, it's a time that's quite quiet as people go away in their careers and for the school holidays with kids and all the rest of it. And so it is the time that is synonymous with vacation, with time away, with holidays and so on. But of course, depending on the nature of what your business is or what your stage your business is, you may or may not be going away. You may or may not be taking a break. And so the theme of this month's, this latest podcast is that I was toying with these themes. And I thought to myself, well, let me record a podcast that will be very, very useful, whatever somebody's circumstances are at this year. At this time in the year. And so this podcast is kind of entitled Take a Break, Stock Take, or Work Away. Take a Break, Stock Take, or Work Away, because it strikes me that these are your three choices depending on where it is that you're at. The first is take a break. If you are at a point where you can take a break or your body is telling you you will need to take a break, then now is the time to take a break. And now being any time, because you may not be listening to this sequentially, you may not be listening to this in August 2019, you may be listening to this months, years later, and you're at a point where you're actually stressed and you're stretched and you're really struggling. And if that's the case, it means that you need to be able to take time out. You need to be able to rest. I know some people recently who've been at a particular point whereby the health is such that they have had to take a break. They don't want to, they may not want to. The body is saying, take a break, stop now. So you can get to that point where, of course, you're mentally exhausted and you try and push through it. You can get to that point where you're emotionally exhausted and somehow you kind of struggle and you make do. But then if there comes to a point where you are physically exhausted and the physical kicks in, then the body will shut down. And very often it will shut down because you are also emotionally exhausted and mentally exhausted because you're working too hard, because you've been putting too many hours in. I have this saying that you can't pour more water into a full cup without making a spillage. I've probably said it before on these podcasts. So what's your scenario right now? Is it time for you to take a break? Well, you just need to. I remember there's a really, really good friend of mine and came along to visit. He used to be based in the UK. He's moved out to Australia and he was here on holiday. And unfortunately, an unfortunate thing, he slipped and he broke his foot. And so he had to take a break. I know quite a few other people who their circumstances, they have to take a break. I've told the story in these podcasts. I've told the story in the Soul Trader book of a client of mine who I rang to tell him that I was featuring him in the book. And he said, you know what, Rashid, I've just been released from hospital. I've had a bit of a heart scare. So is it time for you to take a break? I think one of the things that will also help you to take a break is if you can begin to become in tune with what's the rhythm of your customers, what's the rhythm of your business, what's the rhythm, and what are the quiet times, what are the busy times, and so on, so that you can take a break. But you know what? Sometimes you just need to take a break. And I was actually just yesterday, I caught up with a lovely contact of mine who is at a point of change and transition in her life, in her career, and she's thinking, okay, what do I want to do next? I know I don't want to work full-time next. Perhaps she might become her own boss. Perhaps she might go back into the workplace. But she realized, she had taken time out and she'd realized that she needed to take that little bit more time. You know, lots of people begin saying, what are you going to do next? You're going to do this or you're going to need to do that. And she said, well, what I know is that I need to continue to take some time out. Absolutely. Take a break. Might be a few things that you need to do, might be some messages that you need to send, but it's important that you take that break. And if you are taking a break, do you necessarily need to be taking your work with you? Think long and hard about what it is you do need to take and what it is that you need to leave behind. I was just sending a message to the people coming to meet, join me on the Soul Trader retreat this year, and I was saying to them, think about what it is that you need to bring with you and think about what it is you need to leave behind. And I think if you are taking a break, there are far more things that you need to leave behind than you need to bring with you. And you know what? It might be for you that you need to be very, very bold and leave everything and just go and take that break. It may be a vacation, it may be a staycation, but take that break. So that's option one, take a break. And your mind, your body, your spirit will tell you if that option is the one which is calling to you. Send the messages, tell people you'll be away, put in the out of office and so on, and then breathe out to relax, put the feet up, travel away, have that beautiful time for you. Stock take is our second option. Now, it's interesting because these options aren't necessarily completely mutually exclusive, but you might be at a time whereby actually what you need to do right now is stock take. We're at that particular point in the year, and I touched on it in the last my last podcast when I was talking about changes part one. Because you might be a point of a crossroads, or you might be a point where you're some way into your journey of being your own boss, running your own business, being a sole trader, growing your own business. And so what's really important is stock taking. I did this the other day. I stock taked. I just wanted to see where the business was up financially this year. You know what? If I hadn't stopped to take that financial stock take, I wouldn't have really appreciated what's been achieved this year. So... But that's true on every aspect of the business and wherever you are. And unless you take that time, how can you appreciate what you've already done, what you've already achieved, the work that you put in? Now, the outcomes may or may not be the outcomes that you're wanting, but actually if you've worked hard, then you probably have put the input and the time in it. And so it might well be really important that you give yourself credit for what you've done this year. The work you've done, your marketing, the work you've done operationally to set things up or to move things along or to shift things or to change products, update this, update that. Give yourself credit. Do a stock take. Where are you at? What's working well in the business? How can you build on it? What's not working so well in the business? What needs to be addressed? What do your priorities need to be? It could be a very, very, very quick stock take. And I'll often in these podcasts do that. But it might be about really stock taking. Really stock take. Might be that for you, it might be stock taking entire your life and your entire career to date. I am going to be I was just called earlier this week to run a masterclass for a leadership academy here in the UK, an NHS leadership academy I do some work for. And they said, look, can you come along and give a talk, run a session during Black History Month? We're running a particular event, but can you run something around, our theme is going to be legacy. And so we had a conversation around this and we were really, really talking about the importance of legacy, but the importance of really recognizing what you've already done, what you've already contributed, what you've already achieved. What have you already contributed personally in your life to the lives of friends, family, loved ones? What have you already done? What have you already contributed? What have you already done and achieved throughout your entire career, going way, way back before your business? What is it you've done over all the years in business? It might be year one, but you've already done heaps. It might be year 20 and you've done loads more. Just the other week I'd stopped and I was reflecting on some things I'd done, and a friend of mine had said, you know, why don't we watch the Rashid show, which is a pilot TV show I did a while ago. And when we watched it, I hadn't watched this pilot TV show for years, and we had originally produced it in, I think, around 2006. So it's a really, really long time ago, and relatively speaking. As I stopped and as I watched this, whilst the things that I could have done much better, I had to give myself a lot of credit for what I'd done, what I'd learned. And another day I was capturing, going through all my press clippings and so on. And I had to give myself credit for what I'd done. And another day I was reflecting on, you know, all sorts of different things. And there's another day where I put together some of the different products I'd produced. And I say this because it's really important for us to do that stock take. So part of your stock take might well be giving yourself credit, as well as the stock take of, where am I at? What are my priorities? What's working well? What's not working well? And it's really important that you do this stock take in order for you to focus on where you need to focus it. Again, I touch on it in the Sole Trader book. You know, there's no point rushing out, going to the supermarket, doing the shopping without looking already what's in the cupboard, because you'll find that things are going off, things are out of date, things that you could already use. So where is it that you're at? You need to be really accurate in terms of that measure of where you are. Otherwise, you might be charging ahead, doing this and doing that, and you've not taken stock. So really take stock personally and professionally. There might be some really important documents that you need to do. So think about it under those three headings. What do I need to do? Stock take and look at things operationally. What's in place? What do I need to put in place? What do I need to stock take on in terms of marketing? Where are we at? What needs to be addressed? Not necessarily that all needs to be addressed today, tomorrow, next month, next season, or even next year necessarily. And what are the things that I need to take stock of financially? And I talk about this, I remember for many years, in fact, for the first, at least the first 4 or 5 years in my business, I knew that there were some things I needed to do financially. I knew I needed to start thinking about things like pension and putting cash away, because I hadn't really even been thinking about even some of my last kind of part-time jobs. But then there came a point where I could address it, and I needed to really begin to give those things some thought. So those were one of the things I need to stock take and give some thought to. What are the things that you need to stock take about? What are the things that you haven't looked at? You know, there'll be typically most of us will have blind spots or the spots that we like to look at in the business, but we'll be burying our head in the sand and other things. You cannot afford to bury your head in the sand. So it might be for you that this is a beautiful time to stock take. And it might initially be a gentle stock take, and that you do a more full stock take in September. So then your third option, so we've talked about your first option, take a break. We talked about your second option, which is stock take. And your third option, which is work away. What I mean by work away is that it might be, you might realize, actually, this is a time in my business. Well, there's two variations of this, actually. You may well be in an industry or in a business where actually, you know what, summer, this time, or wherever, whenever you're listening to this, is a time where it's full on. You may be in a holiday industry. You may well be in a travel industry, an events industry, a wedding industry, a florist industry, an ice cream industry, so many industries, whereby sporting industry, where the summer is the height of business. Music festival industries. So for you, it might well be working away that you've got a lot to press on, because actually, Rashid, you might be talking about holidays, vacations and all the rest of it. But for me, it's peak season, absolutely. So for you, it may well be about working away. If that is the case, that you're working away in that sense, I want to invite you to think about, when is the time that is going to be my holiday, my vacation time? So for you, it might well be, you know what, Christmas is going to be my vacation time, or spring, or you know, autumn, when everyone's gone back to work. Now I can breathe out because I need to relax. So it might be the same thing for you, but you just reshuffle your look at these particular things in terms of what season is what for you. But all of the essence of this remains very much true. So you might be working away in that sense that you've got to, it's about pressing ahead as usual, or as it is a peak season for you. But for you, it might well be working away where you realize, actually, you know what, we're at a point right now in the business whereby I've got to put in some work, or it will be advantageous for me to put in the work. So depending how you're feeling, and you need to do that first check in terms of that take a break. You know, if you're at a point where you are mentally or physically exhausted, be aware working away, pressing on, pushing ahead. Don't do it. You need to take some time out, even if it's just a couple of days. But if you are physically in that particular place and you realize, actually, you know what, it would pay dividends for me to spend a little bit of time pressing ahead, because also, you know what, lots of people are away and I can clear the computer, clear the files, sort out all the products, sort the product range, look at the online products, think about this, think about that, clear the decks, whatever it is. What are the things that need to work away at. It might be new marketing material that you need to produce. It might well be certain contacts and customers that you need to get back in touch with, assuming that you know what their patterns are. It might well be things, you know, particular projects or pieces of work to be done financially, you know, and whatever it might well be operationally, documents that you haven't done, things that you need to put in place, systems, processes, all the things that people often put off and put off and put off. What are the things that it would pay dividends for you to do? That might be one. It might be about the finances. It might be, actually, now is the time to put some money away. Actually, now is the time for me to do that long-term financial plan. Now is the time to do that business plan. Now is the time for me to do that, you know, to make sure I've got all the insurance, what have you, because there's going to be a lot of compliance stuff that needs to be done or needs to be renewed. So what are the things it is for you to work away on? I think that's pretty much all I want to say for today. All I want to do now is just very, 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 very recap, very quickly recap. So what season are we in right now for you? Is it the holiday season? Is it vacation season? Is that very, very true for you? Or at some other point in the year, in which case it's worth thinking about when is your time out season and putting in that time. And that comes up a lot for people that I coach. First thing I do is put in that time away, the holiday time, the friends time, the time for themselves time, etc. So, yeah, let's just really briefly recap. So is it time to take a break? How long do you need? Is it a staycation? Is it a vacation? What do you need to bring with you? What do you need to let go of and leave behind? Next, stock take. Is it going to be a gentle stock take so that you can return to this when you return to work? Or is it a more detailed stock take that's really going to really help you to assess what your business is, what you've got in place and so on, what you need to bring in and so on, what help and support you need and all the rest of it. And working away, is it time for you really to push on? If you are working away, be really strategic. What is the things that is going to make a biggest impact for me and my business? So that's it. Thank you very much. Thank you for tuning into this Late Soul Trader podcast. Remember, there's lots more goodies, things to enjoy on the soul-trader.biz website. Remember, if you're wanting to coach yourself, this is my Coach Yourself program. I do less one-to-one coaching these days because I'm quite busy. So I produce the Coach Yourself program, which is me guiding you through, prompting you through all the 7+1 soul trader stages. You'll find that under the Coach Yourself section. You'll find all sorts of stuff in events. You'll find, I think it's under the events section, I should know, but you'll find webinars, podcasts, these podcasts. You can subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes, as you may well know. That might be how you're listening to this already now. You can join us. We have a YouTube channel, Soul Trader YouTube channel. If you search for us, you'll find the Soul Trader Biz Facebook channel. And there's a Soul Trader Twitter channel. And on all those things, I post quite a lot of tools and tips just to help you stay inspired, stay organized, stay energized, stay authentically yourself. I want to wish you all the best. I want to wish you a wonderful season. If it is holiday season, holiday time for you, then I wish you a wonderful, enriching, relaxing, restorative one. Take good care. Lots of love. Bye-bye.